Yeshaya Periches, Pasuk Aleph through Ches, Hashem commanded Yeshaya to write down four prophetic words in a clear, simple manner for all Yisrael to see. These words are, Lemaher Shalal Chash Vaz. Damage is coming. Your spoils will be quickened. Rashi learns, this was a reference to Sancheiriv, who was going to come and exile the 10 tribes of Yisrael from the northern kingdom. The purpose of writing down the words were this way, no one could deny and say they didn't know about the prophecy that Hashem was going to exile the 10 tribes. Yeshai relates, he made two witnesses for Hashem's words, and his personal wife will give birth to a child named as well Mahar Shalal Chash Vaz. Some of Forshim learn, this is the same child Emmanuel in the previous parak. Others learn, Yeshai was referring to a different wife and a different child. Before this child is barely able to speak, Sancheiriv, king of Ashur, will exile the 10 tribes of Yisrael in the northern kingdom. In Pasuk Hey through Tes, Yeshai relates a prophecy, like two great oceans that flood a land, Yisrael will be defeated. Yeshai relates, do not fear that all the nations of the world, even the ones in the faraway lands, will ultimately not stand a chance against the Jewish nation. As it says in Pasuk Yud, Utsu Eitze V'Sufar, Davru Davar V'Lo Yakum Ki Emmanuel. As the nations plan counsel against Klal Yisrael, their Eitzah, their advice, will not be established Ki Emmanuel, because Hashem is with us. The Radak learns, what will it help the planning against Yerushalayim, because their words will not endure, because Hashem is with us. As the nations of the world may plan against us, Hashem is constantly causing their plans to disintegrate before they even happen. As we have seen many miracles throughout our history, and in specific, the times we are living in now in Eretz Yisrael. We have seen not only the return to our land as a miracle, but the many daily miracles that occur in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, with not even a single soul knowing about it, as Hashem is nullifying their plans before they even come to fruition. Why? Ki Emmanuel! Because God is with us even in the darkest moments of our lives. Hashem never leaves us, and is there behind the scenes orchestrating the orchestra like a master conductor. The Metzudas learns on this pasuk, here, as the Navi is relating the king of Ashur will exile the 10 tribes of Yisrael, however, Hashem is ultimately in the long term, their plans will not correction. The Metzudas learns that while the king of Ashur is planning to exile the 10 tribes of Yisrael, we, Klal Yisrael, have nothing to fear, as Hashem is with us. In Pasuk Yod Aleph through Tezayin, Hashem tells Yeshaya to not be enticed by the logic of the people of Yisrael who are serving idols, as Yisrael has deep but yet false reasons why they practice forbidden worship. Yeshaya was instructed not to listen to their words or be influenced by them at all. Yeshaya then declares, although Hashem has concealed himself from Yisrael, he personally will have faith in Hashem, as no matter what, he will yearn and hope for Hashem's goodness. As it says in Pasuk Yud Zayin, V'chikisi l'Hashem ha'master panov v'beis Yaakov v'kivisi lo. As I'll yearn for Hashem, who has concealed his face from the house of Yaakov, from Jacob, I will yearn for him. The Metzudas learns on this Pasuk, Yeshaya was pronouncing his faith in Hashem, that although Hashem will exile the 10 tribes of Yisrael, Hashem will not exile Yehuda, providing Yehuda keeps the Torah. But if Yehuda doesn't keep the Torah, then they will be exiled. The Metzudas continues that Yeshaya was saying, and my two children, Maher Chalal Chashvaz and Emmanuel, that Hashem had sent me, will be a sign that Hashem's words will come true. The Svarim HaKadoshim explain, one type of concealment is when we know we're far from Hashem. However, there's a deeper type of concealment, a double concealment, when a person is so far from Hashem, they don't even know that they're far. Every day, we must strengthen our desire, our ratzon, to come close to Hashem, see through the veil, as Yeshaya declared hope in Hashem, despite the fact that Hashem was hiding from the Jewish people at that point. In Pasuk Yetes through Chav Gimel, which is the end of the parak, Hashem tells Yeshaya to weaken Yisrael's conviction of the necromancers who raise spirits from the dead by relating, why would you follow something that's dead? Yeshaya continues, there will be a great famine in the land of Yehuda when Sancheiriv, king of Ashur, invades. None of the false gods will be able to help. The exile of Yehuda will be much more severe than the exile of the 10 tribes of Yisrael. And that's the end of the perek. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.